乔西彼得威尔呢是一个橄榄球运动员。
He started with the Oregon Ducks and then was drafted to play for the Green Bay Packers.
他是从 UO 这个橄榄球队开始的，然后被选到了 NFL 这个职业的联赛球队中。
One in 10,000 high school football players make it to the NFL.
一万分之一的这个就是大学的运动员呢，可能会被选到这个职业球赛中。
One in 10,000.
一万分之一的。
The first day of practices after the cuts have been made to the team, he's officially on the team.
当他呢这个就是说一切都结束的时候，就是说完全开始了这个新的职业生涯。
His first day officially on the job.
他的第一天在这个职业生涯中的这个练习的第一天。
He gets sick.
他觉得有一点不舒服。
He practices through it.
他呢坚持练球。
Tuesday, the same thing. He just doesn't feel right on the inside.
周二的时候呢也一样，他就是感觉不是很舒服身体。
Wednesday morning, he could not practice.
到了周三的早晨，他就没有办法再练习了。
Reluctantly, he went into the team doctor's office.
他去了这个队医的办公室里面。
And he described his symptoms.
他跟队医说他的这些情况，身体的一些情况。
And the doctor says you need to get to the hospital.
队医建议他呢马上去到这个。
That night, within 3 days of starting.
就在他职业生涯开始的这三天里面，当天晚上。
He was having surgery for cancer.
他呢就已经在这个手术室里面，因为他得了癌症。
A few days after that.He was off the team and found out he needed more surgery and chemotherapy.
在接下来的几天呢，他就已经没有再练习了，发现他会有接下来不断的这个手术和化疗。
From the absolute top of the world to just devastated.
他从呢当时世界上他认为的世界他的世界的顶端一下子就摔了下来。
He spoke with us at New Hope Christian College this week.
他在新希望圣经学院和我们来。演讲这周
he says as he was making his way out of the office, he just crumbled and wept right in the hall.
他感觉到当时他走在这个球队的这个，当他知道这个消息的时候，他非常的崩溃。
But Josh challenged us.
这个乔西他非常的，就当时心里面是非常难过的。
He challenged us in the midst of suffering to move beyond why me, God.
但是他呢，当时也是给我们提供了提出了这样的一个挑战性的问题：上帝啊，为什么是我在这样的苦难中
？Today we're going to look at suffering.
今天呢，我们是来看一下受苦。
Suffering comes in all sorts of forms.
受苦呢，忍受呢是有不同的形式的。
Cancer, like Josh.
就像是乔西一样得了癌症的病人。
Perhaps the loss of a loved one.
也有可能是这个失去我们至亲至爱的人。
A marriage that is decaying.
也有可能是婚姻现在在阶段里面是不幸福的。
And let's not minimize it. Even disappointing test scores in school can cause suffering.
甚至有一些这种就是得到不好的成绩在学校里面也是在我们在受苦。
Each one suffers differently.
每一个人呢都可能在不同形式的忍受当中。
But some people use suffering as an excuse to question God.
但是有一些人呢，在利用受苦作为借口来质疑神的爱。
They question His love.
他们质疑神的爱。
They question His power.
他们质疑神的大能。
And then they rebel against Him.
然后他们反抗他。
The Apostle John, he looks at suffering in chapter 11.
使徒约翰呢，在这个第十一章的里面来看了一下这个忍受受苦。
So we're in the book of John, chapter 11.
我们先看一下约翰福音，十一章。
And we'll be looking at this, this narrative scene by scene again.
我们会看一下这个故事是通过不同的这个事件来看一下。
Okay, let's start with chapter 11. I'm hoping that it's going to be up on the PowerPoint.
我们现在先等一下，看看这个大屏幕会不会出现这个圣经的经文。
I put Timothy on the spot now.
现在。
Okay. Can you guys got Bibles? We have a whole pile out there. Let's get Bibles. Is that going to work? Okay. Okay, will it work? Okay.
好了吗? 可以。
So we're going to read scene by scene, and we'll start chapter 11, verses 1 through 6.
我们从这个不同的场景来看一下, 先看一下第一节到第六节。
Yes, please read.
大家一起可以读一下。
Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany in the village of Mary, her sister Martha. This Mary was now lay sick. One, the same who poured perfume to the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister said, word to the Lord Jesus, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. So, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he... And then verse 6 is... Oh, okay. Got it. It's hard to follow along the Chinese for me, so...
这个对当我来讲他不知道什么时候停止因为大家都在读中文
Jesus... Lazarus was sick in Bethany.
拉萨路呢他是在伯大尼生病的
But Jesus was in the region of the Jordan.
但是耶稣当时是在约旦的附近
This was about 25 miles away.
大概是在25英里之外的地方
Jesus had just escaped the grasp of the murderous Jews.
耶稣当时呢是刚刚从耶路撒冷逃脱这个犹太人的追杀
So he fled all the way out of town and even crossed the Jordan River.
耶稣当时带着门徒呢是逃到了城外约旦河附近
And there he camped with his disciples.
然后他在那边是扎营了
It was perfect for them.
这个对于门徒来讲呢是非常完美的事情
They're out there camping alongside the river with the revolutionary rabbi.
他们是在河边呢扎营和这个革命性的拉比
They got barbecue fish, warm fire, everything's perfect.
他们有温暖的篝火，有这个烤鱼啊，非常非常的完美。
But when Lazarus got sick, Martha couldn't just run next door to get Jesus.
当拉萨路生病的时候呢，马大是没有办法，就是到很近来找到耶稣的。
Unfortunately, it took at least a day for the message to get to Jesus.
大概呢要经过一天的时间才能到达耶稣那里。
So I contemplated this delay a little bit with when my children get sick.
我呢仔细的想一想，这个当时我的孩子生病的时候，我是应该怎么样来反应的？
Some of you all know that Jasmine got pretty sick a couple of months ago.
你们中的有些人可能知道 Jasmine 前一段时间生病了。
She was at the table. She passed out onto the table and started convulsing.
她在餐桌边上呢，这个晕倒了，然后并且发生了惊厥。
How fast do you think we had her in the van and on the way to the hospital?
你们觉得就是从她生病这种症状一直到我们把她放到车里送到医院花了多长时间呢?
Instantly, right? We didn't even wait for the ambulance.
马上,对不对? 因为我们并没有时间来等这个救护车。
And Lazarus' condition was so bad that they sent someone to walk 25 miles to get Jesus.
拉萨路的这个病情呢非常的严重，但是他们需要就是让一个人走25英里的路程来找到耶稣。
Jesus specifies that Lazarus won't die.
耶稣呢指出拉萨路不会死。
And that this was for God's glory.
他现在的这个情况呢是为了荣耀神。
The disciples they're just happy. Hey, at least he's not going to die.
但是这个门徒呢是非常开心的，他觉得哦，至少他不会死。
But in this scene, Jesus clarifies.
但是在这个里面呢，这个耶稣是指出来。
He loves Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
耶稣呢很爱玛利亚、马大和拉萨路。
But because of that, he actually delayed.
但是正是因为这样，他
It's easy to question his care here.
非常简单的来问这样的一个
It's easy to see, oh, he's just hanging out at the river for a couple of weeks, a couple more days.
可能这个就是对他来讲，哦，在这个河边上扎营，有就是度过这样的两天，非常简单容易的事情。
It'd be easy to question his care.
可能对很多人来讲是非常非常容易，非常非常简单来怀疑是不是耶稣真的在乎拉撒路。
So let's look at scene three. Thank you. Yes. Scene 2. John 11, 7 through 16.
第七到第十六节。
And yes, if we'll read in Chinese and English.
我们可以用中文或英文一起来读。
And then he said to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you're going back? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble. Our friend Lazarus just walks, but I guess he's not. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Jesus had spoken of his death, and they thought that he was not taking rest or sleep. Then Jesus told him plainly, Lazarus died. For your sake, I am glad that he was not there, so that you may be. Let us go to him. So Thomas called the twin and said to his fellow disciples, let us go, that we may die. Okay? So, things are going great by the river.
在河边呢，一切都发生的非常，一切的事情都很顺利。
And the disciples, they're okay with the delay.
门徒呢是就是觉得这个时间的时间上的推迟是 OK 的。
Waiting meant they were still safe.
因为在这个时间他们在河边等，他们还是很安全的，没有人追杀。
Going back to the area around Jerusalem would have been dangerous for them.
他们回到耶路撒冷呢是非常的危险的。
They're probably reasoning, well, you know, Lazarus isn't, his life is not worth that of Jesus.
他们也许会觉得拉撒路的生命呢是不值得耶稣这样来为他们冒险的。
And he did say that he wasn't going to die.
而且耶稣也说了他是不会死的。
And when Jesus suggests going back, they think that he's crazy.
当耶稣建议回去的时候呢，门徒觉得他是疯了。
Jesus' response in verse 10 kind of confused me for a while.
在第十节的里面，耶稣的这个回答呢，Donald 觉得有点模糊。
So what does he mean, a work day and daytime and nighttime? And what does all of this have to do with the risk of going back to Jerusalem?
耶稣在这个文中提到了什么工作日啊，白天啊，黑夜啊，跌倒啊，这些东西都与回到耶路撒冷这个风险有什么关系呢？
His point is that it is safer to do what you're supposed to do.
耶稣想要说的是，你会觉得很安全，当你知道你将要做什么的时候。
And Jesus, he was doing the will of the Father.
耶稣呢，是按照天父的意愿来做事的。
Jesus could have removed Lazarus's sufferings.
耶稣呢是可以来让拉撒路的这个忍受不再忍受的。
He could have removed Mary and Martha's suffering too by preventing Lazarus from dying.
他也可以不让这个拉撒路生病来预防玛利亚和马大这个失去亲人的痛苦。
But Jesus let Lazarus die.
但是耶稣呢让拉撒路这样死去了。
And he did so because it was the right thing to do in God's eyes.
他这样做的话是因为这是在神的眼中是正确的事情。
And this is because God has the eternal picture.
他这样做是因为在神的眼中神是看到永恒的未来的。
He has people's eternal future in mind and not just their temporary suffering.
他是看到所有人的这个永恒的未来，而不是说暂时的。
While Jesus is talking with his disciples, he says that Lazarus is asleep.
当他跟门徒说话的时候呢，他是说拉撒路在睡觉了。
And the disciples are probably picturing Lazarus laying in bed.
也许这些门徒呢，在这个自己的想法中，就是觉得哦，拉撒路在睡觉了，已经有这个很温暖的这个被子。
All nice and comfy in a blanket.
非常温暖的这个被子。
Warm towel on his forehead.
有这个一个这个毛巾在额头上面。
And maybe his sisters around him praying, expecting him to get better in the morning.
然后他的这个姐妹们呢，围坐在旁边为他祷告，希望他第二天早晨会康复。
Again, remember, he said, "Hey, it's not going to end in death."
就是觉得拉撒路是不会死的。
Jesus seems quite confident.
耶稣看起来是非常非常的自信。
The disciples, they're clearly confused.
但是门徒呢，到现在这里，他们感到非常的疑惑了。
So Jesus speaks to them very plainly.
耶稣对他们非常非常明白的来讲。
Jesus says, "Lazarus is not sleeping."
耶稣说拉撒路不是在睡觉。
Lazarus is dead.
拉撒路已经死了。
He's not moving.
他不再动了。
He's not breathing.
他没有呼吸了。
His body's cold.
他的身体已经很冷了。
His body's stiff.
他的身体已经僵硬了。
At this point, I am certain that the disciples, that their confusion doubles.
可能到这里的时候呢，我们已经很确定这个门徒是非常非常的疑惑了。
I imagine their blood just rushing from their face when they learn that Lazarus is dead.
可能当门徒听到这里的时候，他们的脸都已经变得很红了，因为他们没有办法相信，哦，拉撒路就这样死了。
And they start to question, doesn't Jesus care?
他们可能现在开始这个怀疑，耶稣真的在乎拉撒路吗？
Why didn't he rush back and prevent Lazarus from dying?
为什么他没有马上的回到拉撒路的身边来防止这阻止这一切发生呢？
Jesus, how could you let Lazarus die?
耶稣，你怎么能让拉撒路这样死去呢？
Let's look at scene 3.
让我们现在来看一下第三个场景。
This is verses 17 through 27.
这个是从经文的第十七节到第二十七节，我们可以大家一起来读一下。
Oh, looky there. Okay, now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Yeah, next one. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Again? And again? Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I believe that you're the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. So Jesus arrives in Bethany, and many Jews are already there.
当耶稣回到伯大尼的时候，很多的犹太人已经在那里了。
This looks terrible.
这个看起来非常的糟糕。
Right, the people that Jesus had been condemning for their empty religion, now they're the ones surrounding Mary and Martha, consoling them in their grief.
因为这些犹太人的这种无意义的这种宗教信仰呢，被耶稣来定罪的人，正在安慰在悲伤中的马大和玛利亚。
The Jews were closer, 2 miles compared to Jesus's 25 miles.
这些犹太人呢，比较他们住的比较近，只有两英里的距离。
But 4 days waiting is ridiculous.
但是等了四天是非常不可置信的事情。
When someone calls the ambulance,
当我们给这个打救护车的电话的时候
，you expect prompt service.
你们可能期待的是一个立即马上的一个回复。
And nowadays, anytime there's a delay like this.The doctors are analyzed and scrutinized.
现在有任何这种这个时间拖延的这样的一个情况发生的话呢
？Lawsuits fly because of this.
医生呢就会被分析，被这个控诉。
And the accusation is you could have done more.
这个控诉呢一般都是说你是可以做更多的事情的。
any delay when a loved one is suffering is heart-wrenching.
当我们所爱的人在忍受苦难的时候，任何这个时间上的延迟都会让我们觉得很揪心。
So Mary and Martha are already crying on the shoulders of the Jews.
玛利亚和马大呢，已经是在这个犹太人的肩膀上在哭泣了。
And Mary, she doesn't even go out to meet with Jesus.
玛利亚竟也没有站起来去这个迎接耶稣。
When a loved one dies, everything seems to stop.
当我们爱的人死去的时候，一切事情看起来都要停，都像静止一样。
You cannot function.
没有办法思考。
All the day-to-day activities just get inside your head.
我们每一天做的事情呢，看起来就都没有那么，就是都没有那么有意义了。
When you say you're cooking, and oh, you know, Lazarus used to help cut the vegetables.
可能你在做饭的时候呢，这个他们就在想，哦，拉萨路是这样来切菜的。
He would always sit in this spot.
他可能永远都是坐在这个位置吃饭。
And they had to deal with the suffering for 4 days.
然后他们呢是在这四天当中呢，都是在经历这一切很揪心的痛苦。
And now the Savior, the one who's supposed to be the Savior of the world, he shows up 4 days late.
但是现在这个时候呢，耶稣我们认为的救主，他出现了，但是已经晚了四天。
Doesn't he care?
他真的在乎吗？
I picture Martha screaming and sobbing as she comes to Jesus.
我可以想象到马大看到这个耶稣的时候呢，是非常非常难过，可能在尖叫和痛哭的。
Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died.
如果你在这儿的时候，你要如果在这儿的话呢，可能我的兄弟就不会死了。
But Martha catches herself and begins and asks for prayer.
但是马大呢，控制了自己的情绪，然后问耶稣来给他一个祷告。
And it appears that just a quick little nudge from Jesus straightens her out.
但是耶稣的这个一番话呢，是让她马上就这个有了信心的。
Jesus comforts her with 2 things.
耶稣来安慰她，有两件事情安慰她。
One, there's more to life than just the 80 years on earth.
第一件事情就是呢，除了这80年在地上的这个时间。其实你还有更多的生命。
And two, Jesus comforted her with who he is.
第二件事情就是他再次向他表明了耶稣的身份。
He is the resurrection and the life.
他是生命的救赎。
He is the Messiah.
他是弥赛亚。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the one coming soon to save us all.
他就是那一位马上就会回来来救我们脱离苦难的人。
Scene 4。
第四个场景。
So this is verses 28 through 31.
第28到第31节。
When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, The teacher is here and calling for you. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village.But was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. So Martha was now composed and ready to actually help Mary out.
马大呢，现在这个时候已经很镇静了，然后去安慰玛利亚。
And she slips in among the Jews and whispers in Mary's ear.
她呢，在这个这一群犹太人旁边坐下来，然后来安慰这个悲痛来安慰悲痛的这个玛利亚。
It said that Jesus had not even entered into the town yet.
耶稣呢还没有进城。
And I think that's intentional.
我觉得这是一个非常非常这个。他是故意这样做的。
Yeah. Typically, Jesus loved to ruffle up the Jews.
他呢是不想和这个犹太人有这样正面的冲突。
But I think that his delay here was just simply to help the consoling the grieving women.
他在这边就是这个没有进城呢，是想来安慰这个非常非常悲痛的。
So Mary being called by Jesus responds and runs out.
玛利亚被耶稣叫过被这个马大叫出来的时候，她就出来了。
The way that John describes this makes me think that she was even more emotional than her sister Martha.
约翰在这边这个强调的，让我感觉到玛利亚可能比马大更要的这个难过。
It says she got up quickly, and that those around thought that she was headed straight for the tomb to weep there.
她马上的站起来，她周围的这些人觉得她可能是要去这个坟墓那边去哭泣。
And the disciple, and the Jews follow her out there.
所有的这个犹太人呢，也一直也跟她一起同去了。
So scene 5, verses 32 through 37.
第五个场景，32节到37节。
Yeah, let's read it together.
让我们一起来读一下。
Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, it was deeply moved in spirit and was greatly troubled. Again? And he said, Where have you laid him? They said, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept.So the Jews said, See how he loved him? Some of them, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? Mary, just like her sister, but even more emotional, lays an accusation against Jesus.
玛利亚就像她的这个姐妹马大一样，非常非常的难过，然后问这个耶稣，像是这个控诉一样来问耶稣。
And it's the exact same thing, word for word.
是完全一样的话。
If you had been here, my brother would not have died.
如果你早些在这里的时候，我的兄弟就不会死了。
Again, don't you care?
再一次的这样来问是，你在乎吗？
Why weren't you here?
你为什么不在这里呢?
Why didn't you do something, Jesus?
你为什么没有做一些事情呢?
As I was looking through this passage and doing my study, I was overwhelmed by how different it is from normal narratives.
当我在看这一段经文的时候，我在想这一段这个约翰写的有多么不同。
In most narratives, we get descriptions such as time, place, and location.
在很多的场景里面呢，我们都是在说时间啊、地点啊、人物啊。
It was Sabbath. It was early. The crowd was huge.
可能是在安息日有很多人，很多很多的人。
But in this passage, the descriptions are overwhelmingly emotional terms.
但是在这一节经文当中呢，是非常非常的情绪有情绪化的。
And here, Jesus is messed up on the inside.
但是在这里的时候，耶稣在他的内心是非常非常难过的。
And everyone can tell.
每一个人都可以来说出来，都能看出来。
And at this point, even the Jews testify how much Jesus cared.
甚至犹太人都可以来证明耶稣当时是多么难过。
But some of the Jews questioned his power.
但是有一些犹太人呢，质疑了他的能力。
In the original, it is very emphatic.
在这个在这个经文的当中呢是。
The idea is about his ability, his power.
在这个经文当中呢，很多人是怀疑他的这个能力的。
Isn't he able?
他有这样的能力吗
？Doesn't he have the power?
他有这样的力量来医治吗
？The Jews would ask him.
犹太人可能就会问他。
Sure, you could cure blindness, heal leprosy.
你有可能可以医治瞎眼，医治麻风病。
You could make the lame walk. That's pretty remarkable.
你可以让这个瘸腿的走路，这些都是非常非常好的神迹。
But you couldn't prevent this guy's death.
但是你没有办法来阻止这个人的死去。
Even the prophets Elijah and Elisha could have done that.
希伯来的先知以利亚和以利沙甚至都可以做这些事情。
And they question his power.
他们来质疑耶稣的能力。
Scene 6.
在第六个场景。
Then let's read together.
让我们来一起读。
Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you have sent me. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The man who had been died came out, his hands and his feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. 4 days is significant.
4天在这里面是非常非常的意味深长的。
One scholar points out,
有一个学者呢说,
he says that the rabbis taught that the soul hovered near the deceased for 3 days after death and then returned to God.
拉比再来教这个是说有些人说三天的就是说在人死了三天以后呢他的灵魂还在这里盘旋然后才能归到上帝那里去
By waiting 4 days Jesus removes every superstitious or scientific explanation
通过等了这四天呢耶稣是给这种迷信的说法没有任何余地的
And we see that Martha warns him here
马大在这里面也是警告他
If people go 4 days without bathing, they stink, let alone dead for 4 days.
如果有人四天不洗澡的话呢，他都会非常的臭。
I've had awful things in the fridge, and you open up the container, and you take a whiff, and you want to gag.
我在这个冰箱里面如果有腐烂的东西的话，你把那个盖子打开的话，你会闻到这种腐烂的臭味，会让你窒息的。
Jesus is opening the lid to 4-day-old death.
但是耶稣呢，就打开了这样的一个盖子，在一个人死去了四天以后。
Martha warns him about that.
马大来在这里面提醒耶稣这样的事情。
But Jesus convinces her and says, "Expect something great."
耶稣说服了他，让他相信耶稣的能力。
Expect God's glory.
来期待，让他期待神的大能，神的荣耀。
Expect the miraculous intervention of God.
来期待神雄伟的力量。
Expect him to show up and do something that no one else can.
来期待他来做这些事情是没有任何人可以做的。
The power of God.
神的力量。
The kind of power of God that just shows up and it brings people to their knees.
神的这样的力量呢是让人来满足他们的需求
where they cry at his feet and they have a hard time looking up because of how great and awesome God is
他可以看到来满足这样人们的需求可以让人看到神的力量是多么的伟大
he says expect that
耶稣说来有这样的一个期盼
and John by testifying to this expects that to inspire faith
约翰呢也是通过这样的一个场景来说明要期待神的大能
and that faith to lead to eternal life
这样的荣耀这样的大能让我们有永生
Jesus points out that all of this was for the sake of faith
耶稣指出来这样的这个信心是通过神的荣耀来的。
He wants people to trust in him as the Son of God.
他想要人们相信他作为神的儿子来相信他。
And this prayer, it must have been awkward for the people around.
他的这个祷告呢，可能对很多人来讲是非常非常奇怪的。
It's strange.
就是非常的奇怪。
People are probably looking up like, "What is going on here?"
很多人可能看到他的时候都觉得这是发生了什么事情呢
What's he talking about?
他在说什么呢
Who does this guy think he is?
他认为他自己是谁啊
And then Jesus speaks
然后耶稣就说话了
Lazarus, come out
拉撒路出来
And he does
然后拉撒路就这样走了出来
The dead man walks out of the tomb.
已经死去四天的人就这样从他的坟墓中走了出来。
He looks like a mummy, and I bet everyone in the crowd looks like a ghost.
拉萨路的走出来的时候像一个木乃伊一样，但是我想旁边的这一群看着的人就像魔鬼一样。
Mouth just hung open.
他们的嘴可能是张大的。
White and pale with just shock.
满脸都是这样惨白的这种被惊吓到的表情。
Speechless and frozen.
就是完全的惊呆住了。
Jesus has to tell them.
耶稣要告诉他们。
Unwrap him, let him go.
告诉他们把这个碎布从他身上解除，让他行走。
And yet the story goes on.
然后这个故事呢又要继续。
Some still did not believe.
还有一些人并没有相信他。
Now my goal in telling this story is of course that it would inspire faith in some of you.
我的这个目的来讲这个故事的目的呢是想让更多的人来相信这件事情。
But there are a couple of points of application I want you to take out of this.
但是我有一些想要这个看到，想让大家看到的一些点。
Perhaps some of you have heard the argument.
可能很多人呢都听过这样的一个辩论。
Because there is suffering, there cannot be an all-powerful, all-loving God.
因为世上呢还有在忍受苦难这样的事情，可能说明世上没有一个神是完全有能力和有完全的爱的。
John and Jesus in this passage just completely destroy that argument.
约翰和耶稣呢就在这样的这个情况里面来结束，来打败了这样的论点。
That argument breaks down because of the reality of heaven. There is more to life than just this life.
这个论点被打败是因为在我们这个生命以后还我们有永生。
And John absolutely demonstrates the care and the power of God.
约翰也通过论证上帝的这个关怀和能力来反驳了这样的论点。
Does God care?
神在乎吗？
Absolutely.
完全是在乎的。
Suffering is subjective.
苦难是主观的。
But God's care is not.
但是神的关怀不是。
Children often question their parents' love and care.
孩子们呢，经常的来质疑父母对他们的爱。
When we take away their video games and their candy, you don't love me.
当父母把他们心爱的这个游戏拿走啊，或者是糖果拿走的时候，他们会觉得哦，你不爱我。
When we make them brush their teeth.
我们让他们这个刷牙的时候。
When we make them do their homework or study practice.
我们让他们做作业的时候。
See, we have their future in mind.
我们有他们的这个未来在我们的脑海中。
But to them, it's suffering.
但是对他们来讲，这是忍受。
I remember Tobias.
我记得这个 Tobias.
I was teaching him to read, and he was probably maybe 5 at the time.
我教他在5岁的时候，我教他读。
Now, see, I say teaching, he would say torturing.
我教他读。我教他教这个词就是在英文中是 teaching 但是他会说好痛苦啊 torturing
and now looking back he says I don't remember like that
但是现在来他说他已经不记得这件事情
right it wasn't suffering now looking back on it
当你往回看的时候你就不会觉得这是在受苦了
does God care? Yes
神在乎吗？是的
he cares about our eternal future much more than our temporary happiness
他关心我们的永生比我们暂时的这个幸福要更多。
And we apply that in a couple of ways.
我们用同样的方式呢也来看。
We care for people with their eternal future in mind.
我们用同样的方式呢也来看来照顾其他的人。
And we care for them more for their future than for their temporary pleasure.
我们要在乎他们的这个永生的生命并不是现在暂时的幸福。
And our relationships are built like that.
我们的关系呢是在这上面，在这个基础上建立的。
I love the example in the contrast between Mary and Martha.
我很喜欢这个马大和玛利亚之间的这个不同。
For some reason, that eternal reality clicked in Martha.
这个永恒的这个现实对马大来讲是非常非常奏效的。
In the times of suffering, it only took a little nudge for Jesus to get her back on track.
只是花了耶稣一点点的时间就让他 神就是说可以这样思考他永生他的永恒的生命。
If you don't have that base of relationship built on that, it comes across as cold and just empty.
如果你没有这样的认知的话，你的生命就是非常非常冰冷，也很空洞的。
Imagine the response. Oh, he's in a better place right now.
我们有的时候会说，哦，他已经在更好的地方了。
That's not going to do our friends any good in times of suffering.
这个在我们的朋友在这个忍受痛苦的时候，可能并不是很奏效。
So let's deepen our understanding in the of just the reality of heaven in our friends' life.
现在让我们可以及时的对永生的真实性做一个深入的理解。
That helps us deal with suffering.
这样我们就可以帮助别人来处理他们在忍受苦难中造成的这个混乱。
And then, does God have the power?
神有这样的能力吗？
Lazarus walked out of the tomb.
拉萨路就这样从坟墓中走了出来。
He walked out of the tomb after 4 days of death.
他是在死了4天之后从坟墓中走了出来。
These people were confronted with the undeniable power and glory of God.
这些人被神的荣耀和一同否认和这个否认的力量所折服。
And some of them still don't believe.
但是还有一些人呢，仍然拒绝承认。
I'm certain that some in this room still don't believe.
可能在这个我们在座的当中呢，也有一些人还是不承认这样的权柄和神性。
We're surrounded by people who have been brought from death to life.
我们周围的很多人呢，
We are surrounded by people who have been brought from death to life.
我们周围的很多人呢，其实都是从死里复活的。
We hear testimony upon testimony at this church.
让我们口口相传做神的见证。
We're without excuse.
我们的借口又是什么呢？
God still raises the dead.
神现在还是在做这样的工作，从死里让人从死里复活。
And I would say physically and spiritually.
身体上的和灵命上的。
The only reason I'm up here is because God raises the dead.
到现在呢，我们站在这里是因为神从让我们的灵命从死复活。
And those of us who have been raised from death to life?
我们中的这些人是谁？是从这个死里复活，被神这样拣选出来的。
Do you have faith in the power and care of God?
你有这样的信心和相信神的这样的力量吗？
People all around us suffer.
我们周围的很多人都在这样忍受。
They face spiritual and physical torment of all sorts.
我们就是在不同程度的忍受这样的痛苦。
Help them to see the power and care of God.
帮助他们看到神的力量，神的大能。
And don't give up on them.
不要放弃他们。
Help them to expect the miraculous intervention of God.
帮助他们看到神的这样奇妙的大能。
As Christians, our ultimate hope is heaven.
我们基督徒最终的希望呢，就是最终的盼望就是天堂。
Our soon face-to-face meeting with Jesus.
我们很快就会与上帝会面对面的这样的见面了。
Where God Himself will wipe away every one of our tears.
他会永远地抹去我们眼中的泪水。
But Jesus demonstrates that His care, He cares for us now too.
但是与此同时呢，耶稣也证明了他对我们现在的关心和在乎。
Do you suffer?
你在忍受一些痛苦吗？
Rather than crying out to God, why me?
与其说向神说为什么是我
，Cry out to God, help me.
向神呼喊救救我。
God can raise the dead.
神是可以让人从死里复活的。
Do you guys deal with addictions?
你们有一些这个成瘾的一些坏的习惯吗
？Addictions to gossip, to cheating, lying, stealing.
有这个骗人八卦
addictions to alcohol, to pornography, or whatever.
有对这个酒精啊和淫秽的东西的。
God could raise the dead.
神是可以让人从死里复活的。
Cry out to Him, help me.
向他呼求，救救我。
Are you looking for work?
你现在在找工作吗？
Do you need purpose?
你需要目的吗？
Cry out to God, help me.
向神呼求，救救我。
God raises the dead.
神是可以让人从死里复活的。
Do you have relationships that are awful?
你有现在有一段这个感情经历或者是人际关系是很不好的吗？
Marriages that are deteriorating?
你的婚姻现在很不幸福吗？
Cry out, God help me.
向神呼求，救救我。
Because God still raises the dead.
因为神是让人可以从死里复活的。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father God, I thank you for your care and your power. I pray that you would help me to care enough to reinforce heaven in people.To set aside my own temporary pleasures or whatever it might be for the sake of others' eternity. God, I pray that you would help me to help others. God, help us not to give up in the midst of suffering, but to cry out to you. God, help us. God, we thank you that you are not surprised by our situations and our suffering.God, we worship you because you are the Almighty God. We thank you because you do have the power. And we thank you because you intimately care for each one of us. In the great name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.